Have you ever had a pain that was so severe you just cried? I remember, you may laugh at me, I don't care. I didn't know how to talk to the Lord like I do now, but I did know how to talk to him. I hurt my back. We first moved to Oklahoma, and we lived in Coweta. I hurt my back. If you never had a back pain, you don't know what a back pain is. And I must have pinched one of the main nerves. I don't know which one, but I had it would hurt. I prayed all I know how. I said every confession I know how to say. I did everything. I went in the room. We just moved there. Didn't have furniture in all the room. I went in one of them vacant rooms. And I got on my knees and I did whatever I did. And every way I got, I was hurting so severe. And I done said every kind of prayer and made every kind of confession I knew how to make. And I finally told the Lord, I said, Lord, now if I were you and you were me and you were hurting like this, I'd help you. I was making my intercession. I didn't know it. You know what? He helped me. I got up the next morning and went to work. I was a little sore, but I sure wasn't hurt. We really don't know the depths of the mercy of God. We think and how God suffer long with some of us, all of us, just tell you the truth, with all of us, and me included. He suffer long with them. And he looking for someone to learn how to cooperate with him. If you won't be a student of the word, and you won't be a doer of the word, there's little that the Holy Spirit can teach you. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't think he knows the word. He know he knows the word. And he know how to reveal truth to us if he can get us to cooperate. And most of the time, when it come down to these areas, we do not have enough people who are willing to wait in his presence. And some of these nights, instead of me teaching a class, we're going to have some waiting time. We're just going to wait on the Lord, see what he has to say. We're always telling him what we want him to do for us. We never ask him, now, what you want us to do for you? Hello? Do you think it might be possible he might want us to do something for him? Isn't he always doing something for us? What about turning the favor? You ever thought about it? So now, Lord, what you want? I'm not going to ask you for nothing. I'm just going to wait on you, see what you want me to do. You don't mean to stand on my head? You don't mean to twirl around? You don't mean to just praise you? What do you want me to do for you tonight? Just brag on you? I mean, I call you out in front of all these people, one of you, and just start bragging on you. And it might embarrass you a little bit. After a while, you're going to start feeling pretty good about yourself, ain't you? I tell you how good you look and how precious you are and all the good things. When you start feeling pretty good about yourself, because, you know, at first you'll be kind of shocked. And once you get over the shock, then you start, are you talking about me? Well, if that'll make you feel good, what about our Father? He always doing stuff. Hello. Have you ever thought about it? He always doing stuff. So Abraham said he got down to 10, then he stopped. And you know what? Now I'm going to read again so you can see. Let's go back to verse 16, 17, and 18 of the same chapter 18. Let's read it again. And the men of the south, and the men rose up from thence, and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, now look what he said now. The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely what? Become what? Great and mighty nation. And that what? All the nation of the earth shall be blessed in him. Go back to Genesis chapter 12. I'm going to do this. I need you to see how faithful God is. And then on the other hand, we do stuff and we try to hide it from God. No. You know, we don't pay our tithes and stuff. We act like we don't know we're supposed to do it. And Lord kind of nudges about it. We act like we don't know what he's talking about. But watch this. Now the Lord said unto Abram, this is when his name was Abram, in verse 1, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, and the land that I will show thee. Look at the next statement. And I will make of thee a great nation. What did God tell him? Now hear God, make thee a great nation. I will bless them that bless thee. No, let me read again. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be what? Thou shalt be what? A blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and I curse them that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Was any families in Sodom? Was any families in? Now he told Abraham, I'm going to do what? Bless you. I'm going to bless all the families in the earth through you. Now, if God had gone over there and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and said nothing to Abraham about it, and this they in covenant now, he would have been disrespecting Abraham, his covenant man. He was doing something in the earth. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? He was doing something in the earth without consulting his covenant man. God wants to learn how to work with him.